Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 13. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 14. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 19, lows of 14. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 19, lows of 14. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Islefight news this week, for Islefight has been ranked as the fourth cheapest staycation destination in the UK according to new research by Moneys. In the midst of travel restrictions and uncertainty caused by the coronavirus pandemic, more and more getaway goers are choosing tourism hotspots within the UK to spend their holidays, and despite the common belief that holidays in the UK can be just as, if not more, expensive than those abroad, an average week's stay on the Isle of Wight has been declared as the fourth cheapest. Mobile app Moneys looked at the best and most affordable island locations, including those available on the Isles of Scilly, Isle of Man, Jersey and the Orkney Islands. The Isle of Wight took the fourth spot in the top 10 cheapest, with an average week costing £310.80 per person, including travel and accommodation. The Isles of Scilly near Cornwall grabbed the top spot, with a week costing around £126.90, and for Isle of Lewis in Scotland came in as the most expensive of the top 10, costing £510. Meanwhile, you can apply now for grant funding to host free activities for children and young people during the Christmas holidays. Whether you're a nursery, school, college, youth group or community and voluntary sector organisation, you can apply. The Holiday Activity Fund aims to provide healthy food and physical activities for children and young people aged 5 to 16 who are eligible for benefits-related free school meals during school holidays. 12 organisations are lined up to take part in the programme over summer, providing a nutritious meal and healthy activities, from horse riding and theatre skills to sports coaching and soft play sessions. Councillor Debbie André, who leads on Children's Services, Education and Skills at the Isle of Wight Council, said school holidays can be particularly difficult for families because of increased costs such as food and childcare, and reduced incomes, in many cases made worse by the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. To apply, visit connect4communities.org or email connect4communities@iow.gov.uk for more information. Finally, more than £255,000 has been paid out in test and trace support payments on the Isle of Wight, although some people will be asked to give the money back. Since late September, £500 payments have been available for those who were told to self-isolate by NHS Test and Trace. The scheme is still running and it is for people on low incomes who are unable to work from home if they have to self-isolate and will lose income as a result. The Isle of Wight Council has been administering the support payments and has so far made 511 payments, totaling £255,500. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sutil.
Thank you. I'm Jasper.
And I'm Ophelia.
And we're going to tell you about our interestingly awesome week.
NCS, or National Citizen Service, is a government-funded scheme for young people aged 16 and 17 to help out their communities and to gain a variety of different skills.
The scheme lasted 2 weeks and we were in a group with other young people. In the first week, we completed a mixture of activities such as paddleboarding, first aid, public speaking and more.
In the second week, we were tasked with completing a social action project as part of the scheme. The group decided to raise money to help St Vincent's Care Home in Ryde.
On Monday, we had planned out how we would achieve this, working out how much we would need to raise and making posters promoting our project.
On Tuesday, we held a bake sale outside Ryde Baptist Church, selling cupcakes, flapjacks, cookies, brownies, fudge and more. We had a number of donations from people who could not buy cakes.
On Wednesday, we continued with a bake sale and had raised a sufficient amount of money to buy enjoyable items and essentials to donate to the residents as well as for the staff.
On Thursday, we made care packages ready for the next day. It was a much shorter session due to everyone receiving their GCSE results, so we were in a hurry.
On Friday, we delivered the care packages to St Vincent's. However, due to the pandemic, we couldn't enter the care home, so instead they decided to take them inside.
We highly recommend taking part in this scheme, as it has helped us work together with other young people, and we have also learned about helping the community.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to us.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with an obscure word of the week. This week's word is Waldeinsamkeit. Waldeinsamkeit. It can mean both the feeling of being alone in the woods and at a peaceful oneness with nature. It can be used in the sentence, "Whenever I go camping, I can always feel some kind of Waldeinsamkeit." It originated from German, from the words Wald, which means forest, and Einsamkeit, which means loneliness or solitude. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with four obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. Tell a joke day. Telling a hilarious joke can be just as, if not even more, fun as hearing a good joke. It instantly perks you up and makes everyone feel good around you. Tell a joke day on Monday the 16th of August gives people an opportunity to be a comedian for one day and to entertain the whole family. This holiday is unsurprisingly increasing in popularity every year. Whether it's a quick one-liner for one friend or an entire roast about you in front of everyone you know, it is the perfect chance to lighten the mood. Number 2. Black Cat Appreciation Day. During the Middle Ages, people began to see a black cat as being a sign of bad luck or an omen of death, and that belief is shown to have spread into modern times. Black Cat Appreciation Day, on Tuesday the 17th of August, aims to change the image of these mysterious animals and to debunk the myths and superstitions surrounding them. The day has started to change people's minds and attitudes about black cats, as there are more in pop culture now than ever. Number 3. World Photography Day. If you own a camera, you will definitely understand the joy of exploring the beauty of the world around you. World Photography Day, on Thursday the 19th of August, is an unofficial holiday celebrated to encourage people to not only take their camera out and take a few snaps of the sights, but also to spend more time outside. You can also learn more about photography, such as the science behind the field. It's a day that many photographers, whether experienced or beginners, might want to observe. finally. Number 4, Poetry Day. There aren't many people who didn't even try writing a poem when they were younger. Poetry Day on Saturday the 21st of August is a tribute to the works of poetry which are embraced by many throughout centuries of talented writers. Celebrating literature art is very enjoyable, and due to the variety of cultures and languages in the world, it can be called a global practice. From the works of William Shakespeare to the modern language artists of today, it is definitely worth celebrating. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. David Crosby, who's a guitarist, born in 1941, who's 80 years old. Jamie Parker, who's a stage actor, born in 1979, who's 42 years old. And Ben Bass, who's a TV actor, born in 1969, who's 53. That's it for your famous birthdays. I have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now!
In Either Fight News this week, one of the UK's most notorious prisons, Parkhurst, is looking to go green with a plan to install a solar farm to provide nearly 20% of its energy. The Ministry of Justice has submitted plans to the Isle of Wight Council to build a solar-powered farm at the Parkhurst site of HMP Isle of Wight on the outskirts of Newport. It would consist of 300 photovoltaic panels arranged in 5 banks of 4x15 panels on a field outside the main prison complex. The farm will share a boundary with HMP Parkhurst, close to the now-closed HMP Camp Hill. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old electrician who was caught drink driving after an eagle-eyed CCTV operator spotted him riding an e-scooter through a red light has appeared before the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court. The court heard that Abe Nobuchika of Leawood Close Ride had left a drinking establishment in the town late in the evening of 23rd of July when he decided to hire a Beryl e-scooter in order to travel home, spurred on by the impending rain. He was handed a 16-month driving disqualification, a £200 fine, and ordered to pay costs of £85 with a £34 surcharge. Finally, concerns over a lack of electric vehicle charging points across the Isle of Wight has led to a council pledge to install more. The local authority says plans are in place to have points at a further 10 residential on-street locations, and it's, quote, just the beginning. A council spokesperson could not say where the 10 new points would be, but did say they would be rolled out in the next few months. It comes on the day a landmark study found human activity is changing the climate in unprecedented and sometimes irreversible ways. Scientists say a catastrophe can be avoided if the world acts fast. Funding for the island's new charging stations is being provided by the Office for Zero Emission Vehicles. Cabinet Member for Transport and Infrastructure, Councillor Phil Jordan, said, "I'm delighted and encouraged by the plans to install electric vehicle charging points in 10 places around the island, and know that the sites have been well researched and investigated to provide maximum benefit for electric vehicle owners." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.